Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue on the subject of the Word of God, and specifically talking about the area of covenants. You and I have entered into a covenant relationship with God the day we got born again. A covenant is a revelation of God's purposes, of what He'll do for those in that relationship with Him. It's a legal guarantee that what God has promised will come to pass. And a covenant means everything I have is yours, and everything you have is mine. Meaning you must keep the covenant responsibilities of doing the Word if you're going to see the promises of God in that covenant come to pass. The word of the covenant is the revelation of the will of the two parties, and God's covenant to him is something that he will absolutely perform. He never breaks his covenant. He remembers his covenant. He's ever mindful of it. He's a covenant-keeping God, and it's everlasting. Remember, he swore by himself because he could swear by none greater. The word of the covenant is the word that he's given us that stands forever, that's pure, that's the truth, that's right, that he accomplishes his will and brings it to pass in our life, that's settled in heaven. He's magnified his word above all his name, and his word is that which he watches over and hastens after to perform it. Remember, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. We talked about how we entered into it through new birth, and we talked about how God has always dealt with man through covenants. We talked about with Noah and Abram and Moses and David, and then Jesus, of course, bringing forth the new covenant. Now, the conditions for blessings are, of course, that we're going to have to do the word. We're going to have a heart that's right before him, obey his voice. We can't make any covenant with the enemies and allow them to be in us. We got to take heed so we don't walk in the ways of sin. We've also got to chase our enemies and drive them out so that God will make us fruitful and establish his covenant with us. Of course, if we break his covenant, then disobedience will cause curses to come upon us. If we transgress his covenant, the penalty is death. The law of sin and death will be manifest. But if we keep the words of the covenant and do them, we will prosper in all that we do. We've also talked about the fact that they went into captivity because they didn't obey his voice. They didn't walk in the fear of the Lord. But if you walk in the fear of the Lord, you will be shown his covenant. That's why we got to keep the word of God in us. Keep it in our mouth, directing our steps. Be sure that we do it consistently. Otherwise, we make void these covenant promises from coming to pass in our life. Mercy was available for those who kept the covenant and remembered to do his commandments. That's why you and I have to incline our ear, hear his word, listen to the Holy Spirit, be obedient, choose the things that please him, and take hold of his covenant, praise God. And if you'll obey, having heard the words of the covenant, and then God's blessings will come upon you. But if you don't, they turn back to their iniquities, and they refuse to hear the word, and they broke covenant. Well, there's a new covenant that you and I have. It is a covenant now that Jesus Christ has made with God the Father. And now, in this covenant, Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34, prophesied of it, that he would put the law in his heart and in his mind. In the new covenant, you and I now have entered into it. In Hebrews chapter 8:10 and chapter 10, verse 16, indicates that this is the covenant that he makes with the house of Israel, and Israel's a type of the church, that now he's made it in the New Testament, that he will take his word, he takes his word and puts it and writes it in our heart and in our mind. Remember, Hebrews 8, verse 6 says we now have a better covenant with better promises. And you and I enter into that through new birth. Now, the new covenant that we have is something that we must understand that is, of course, a better covenant with better promises. But let's compare it to the old covenant for a few minutes here. Under the old covenant, they had a spirit of bondage. But now under the new covenant, we get a spirit of adoption. We see that in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. Under the old covenant, they, of course, walked by the law, which brought the knowledge of sin, which was the schoolmaster, until they came to Christ. But under the new covenant now, we have God's grace, his favor toward us, and we walk by the law of the New Testament through faith, being obedient to his word. The old covenant dealt with man after the flesh, while the new covenant deals with man after the spirit. In the old covenant, it actually revealed man's nature because of the sin, while the new covenant changed man's nature. Now we can walk in fellowship with him. The Old Covenant brought condemnation and death, while the New Covenant brings righteousness and life. The Old Covenant, remember the word, was written on the tables of stone. In the New Covenant, it's written on the tables of our heart. The Old Covenant, of course, man had a stony heart, but now we get a new heart. Remember Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. He prophesied that he would give us a new heart and a new spirit, and that's what you get when you're born again. The Old Covenant was a letter that killed, while the New Covenant is the spirit that gives life. In the Old Covenant, there was simply a covering over for sin. But in the New Covenant, now he took away the sin. Jesus was the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. In the Old Covenant, they would serve in the oldness of letter. In the New Covenant, now we serve in the newness of spirit. In the Old Covenant, the blood of animals that they would offer up, that could not do away with sin. It could only cover over for it. But now, the blood of Jesus Christ has been shed once and for all, and he has accomplished the redemption. In the Old Covenant, they were accounted righteous, while in the New Covenant, now you and I may be become the righteousness of God as we get a brand new spirit and we do what is right. Remember, the Bible talks about when we get born again, we get a new spirit, which is right with God. And then in 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, "Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous." The word doeth, present tense in the Greek, continuous repeated action, showing that we continue to do what is right. In the Old Covenant, they were servants with no rights. In the New Covenant, you and I are now sons and daughters. We are children of God, and we have rights in Christ. The Old Covenant brought a sin consciousness. The New Covenant brings a righteousness consciousness. The Old Covenant, they offered up their continual blood sacrifices. But now in the New Covenant, there's, of course, one sacrifice for all. They had their physical sacrifices, but now in the New Covenant, we do have sacrifices that we offer up, which are spiritual sacrifices. Praise and worship unto God, and giving forth of ourself as we allow God to use us, all the gifts, talents, abilities, to give out and minister to others. We see the fact that the Old Covenant, they had no free approach to God. In the New Covenant, now we have a free approach to God. We now can draw nigh by the blood of Jesus. And remember Hebrews 4:16, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to take hold of mercy and find grace to help in his time of need. The Old Covenant was an imperfect covenant, but the New Covenant is a perfect covenant made between God the Father and the man, Christ Jesus. The Old Covenant, they had all these blessings and curses would come upon them, and they couldn't do anything about the curse. But the New Covenant, now we can overcome because we've been redeemed from the curse and we have dominion. You know, in the Old Covenant, they didn't have authority over the devil. But now in the New Covenant, you and I have authority over the devils. That's why we can cast out these evil spirits and get set free from the effects of sin and from the iniquities of the forefathers that bring all these inherited generational curses on people. And this is done by deliverance as you cast out the spirits. In the Old Covenant, they entered by circumcision of the flesh. In the New Covenant, we enter by circumcision of the heart, and we get a brand new spirit. In the Old Covenant, there was the priesthood of Levi. Levites were the ones that were the priesthood. But in the New Covenant, now, there's a change. Everybody can become a priest. You and I are now, all of us, through new birth, spiritual birth, have become priests. In the Old Covenant, there was the one priest, which was a man. It was a changing priesthood. Now there's an unchanging priesthood, and we have one high priest, Jesus, the high priest forever. Remember, the Old Covenant had the priesthood after Aaron, who was a high priest only. But the New Covenant has a priesthood that is after the order of Melchizedek, who was a king and a priest, which means when you and I enter into that covenant, you and I are also kings and priests unto God, as it says in Revelation chapter 1. So you and I now are a holy priesthood, 1 Peter 2:5, and a royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9. We're to offer up spiritual sacrifices to the Lord. We're also to rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Under the Old Covenant, they had a temple that was made without hands, in which God dwelt in that temple. Of course, after Jesus had paid the price Christ there on the cross, the presence of God left that as the curtain was rent from the top to the bottom, and the presence of God was never in a temple made with hands after that. But now he's come to dwell in a new temple, that's us, a temple made without hands. God is dwelling in us. In the Old Testament, they were under bondage, and they couldn't walk in victory. They couldn't, of course, see the promises of God come to pass like what we see in the New Covenant. See, they didn't have rights. But now in the New Covenant, you and I can possess the promises. They're actually our spiritual legal rights. And we do this through prayer. In the Old Covenant, they prayed to God or Lord God as requesting, petitioning, asking to see if he would do something. And they had no free approach to God. Now, in the New Covenant, we pray to the Father because we're in relationship with him in the name of Jesus. And as we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, we make a demand of what's due us according to the Word of God as we bring the Word, and we pray a prayer of faith to take hold of the promise of God, to see it come to pass in our life. Now, you and I, in the New Covenant, we can appeal to the covenant, the promises that belong to us, and as we walk after the word of the covenant, we're going to enter into those promises in our life. Praise God. You know, we see people who appeal to the covenant and the word of God. In Genesis 14, in verse 13, it's speaking about how Abraham, because he was confederate, or the word confederate means in covenant with Lot, he came and rescued Lot. We see the fact in Exodus 32 that God did not bring his destruction upon them after they had rebelled against God and had the golden calf and so forth. And he remembered his covenant when Moses was interceding about not destroying them. In Joshua chapter 11, when they appealed to the covenant, the enemy could not stand before them. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, remember David? What did he do? He said he had a covenant with God, and he had the name of the Lord, and he could overcome that enemy. He went forth on the covenant that he had in order to overcome the enemy of Israel. In Luke chapter 13, verse 16, Jesus talks about, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed from this bond, otherwise referring to the fact that she had a covenant. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46, remember those who were appealing to the son of David, talking about the Davidic covenant, which was ruling and reigning. That's why they were coming for healing, to see his rule and reign, and to see the mercy of healing come forth in their life. You and I have a new covenant, a better covenant with better promises, and we, if we walk in line with the word of God, we will see these covenant promises come to pass in our life through the word of God. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, he'll manifest and meet every need in our life. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us, he will bring forth his healing and restore us and heal us of all sickness and disease. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner of victory, will give us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jehovah Rea, the one who leads us, he'll lead us and guide us. Jehovah Shalom, he will bring forth the peace that passes all understanding. We have tremendous blessings of this covenant. As we walk in line with the word, we will possess them. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance, and I've seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, asthma, seizures, barrenness, palsy, arthritis, all kinds of sickness and disease and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212 or come to Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, 2955 West Fairmount Avenue in Phoenix for one of our services, Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. For more information or an appointment, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.